Alan said he's awake. Amen. Amen. I don't want to be up here preaching and you asleep. Amen. How many knows we're begotten by the Word? Amen. We are begotten by the Word. Amen. Amen. Just a little reading here. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Begin reading here. Amen. In the 22nd verse. Amen. The Bible said, therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. He was head and shoulders taller than anybody else, right? Probably a great man to look at, right? Talking about Saul. Amen. And I'll go to Joshua here, amen, and read just a few verses. Joshua chapter 7. Begin reading in the 10th verse. The Bible said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more. My, that'd be a hard thing to hear, wouldn't it? Except ye destroy the accursed from among you. You know God's still telling people that today? Amen. Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. Amen. That's all the reading I'll probably do. Amen. Seem like God's been dealing with my heart. Amen. On this for a little while. Amen. And, you know, I take it very serious. Amen. To get up here in front of you folks right now. I really do. I take it serious, amen, to get up here with the Word of God, amen, and try to sow the seed to the people. Amen. I wouldn't want to be like the Bible said, to sow, amen, to the wind, amen. You know what the Bible told those people? That they would reap the whirlwind, amen. I wouldn't want to be like that. Amen. This is a very serious thing, amen. And I don't know, amen, as maybe many of the other preachers have said, I don't know where you're at tonight, amen, maybe with God. Amen. I don't know all your history and all your story, amen, but how many knows that Jesus Christ is looking down and he knows right where you are right now. Amen. But right now, amen, if you would, amen, I need the Lord. Amen. I really need his help. Amen. But if you'd stretch your hands, amen, high toward heaven right now. Amen. Oh, and just, amen, just pray, amen, that God would help us right now. Amen.
God, in your precious name, God. Determine tonight, Lord. I know you're more than able, God. Lord, I know you're more than able, God, to reach down and touch him tonight, God. Use his wealth, God. Use him tonight, God. Anoint him, Lord, God, to reach down and move tonight, Lord. I know you're
Oh, how many knows God's able? Amen. Amen. God, give me this little thought. Amen. On too much stuff. Amen. Too much stuff. Amen. And if we look there in Samuel, we find, amen, that Saul had just been anointed king. Amen. Brother Jacob, he was chosen. Amen. That's what Brother Jacob preached. Amen. The people had come to a place that they wanted a king to rule over them. They no longer, amen, just wanted to be ruled by God. They wanted a man there to rule over them. Amen. So God chose Saul. Amen. Handpicked him, amen, and put him over the people, amen, and anointed him, amen. But how many knows he must have been a little bashful or something. I don't know, really know what took place. Amen. But they began to look for him and they could not find him, amen. And the Lord, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter how much stuff's in your life, amen. Oh, I may not be able to see the depths of it right now, amen. Oh, I may not see, amen, oh, all the sin in your life, amen. I may not even be able to see you because of everything going on, amen. But there's a God up in heaven that's looking right down into your heart, amen, right in this very moment, amen, right in this moment of time, amen. You cannot hide from God, amen. It doesn't matter, amen, what you're doing, amen, your sins will surely find you out, amen. Oh, amen, they begin to look for Saul, amen, and here he was hid among all the stuff, amen. Oh, amen. Oh, then we go to the book of Joshua, amen, and how many knows that they just won a great victory? Amen. They just won a great victory. Amen. All that went into the city, amen, of Jericho. Amen. That marched around those walls for 7 days. Amen. And on the seventh day, they marched 7 times. Amen. They blowed the trumpet and the walls fell down when they shouted. Amen. They'd won a great victory. But how many knows before that victory came, amen, God had sent a warning to not take of the accursed thing. Amen. Achan found himself longing and desiring, amen, for the very thing that God said to not take a hold of. Amen. When he walked through that city, amen, and seen all those things, amen, the silver and the gold, amen, the garment and all of that, amen, oh, it looked good to him, amen, so he took it upon himself, amen, he took it back to his tent, amen, and hid it among his own stuff, amen. I'm just trying to get started here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We got too much stuff. Amen. Oh, amen. We wonder why God, amen, is not coming in our midst in a camp meeting. I believe God, amen, is telling us, amen, there's too much stuff between you and me. Amen. Oh, you can't hear God. Amen. Oh, and you've got a sound barrier of the world. Amen. Oh, amen, blocking him out from your ears and your heart. Amen. You wonder why you can't feel God. Amen. Like you did 5 or 10 years ago. I'm telling you, there's too much stuff. Amen. In your life today, amen. Oh, there's too much stuff in the churches. Amen. There's too much stuff up in the pulpits. Amen. There's too much stuff, amen, in the back of the church. Amen. Oh, come on, amen. Oh, we've come to a place in our holiness churches, and where the altar call's not even taken serious. Oh, my God, what are we thinking? And when the altar's made, amen, all we want to do is talk, amen, and carry on, amen. Oh, glory to God, and people's souls, amen, being held in the balance. Amen. Glory to God, will you be found wanting? Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, amen, God give me this message one day at work. Amen, he spoke to me as real as anything. Amen, and said too much stuff. Amen, and Lord, I questioned God. I said, Lord, amen, it's a camp meeting. Surely you can give me something. Amen, that the people can shout about. Woo! Amen, you know what the Lord told me? He said, I did. Amen. Oh, I said, really, Lord? Amen. You want me to get up there, amen, in front of them telling how many people, amen, and tell them there's too much stuff in their life? Amen. He said, absolutely. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, you really want to shout the victory? Amen. Get all the stuff out of your life. Amen. Oh, you really want a real walk with God? Amen. Get all the stuff out of your life. Amen. You really want, amen, oh, the Holy Ghost to speaking in tongues? Amen. Get all the stuff out of your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to preach a little while if it's all right. Amen. It's still daylight outside. Amen. I don't know what time it is. Amen. In the natural, but I'm telling you. Amen. Church, we're in a late hour. Amen. A late day. Amen. It's not time. Amen. Oh, to gather up all the worldly things. Amen. To put it among your stuff. Amen. Oh, take it right into the camp of Israel. Amen. Guard it and pollute the holy city of God. Amen. It's time. Amen. Oh, that the church stands up. Amen. And say, we got to get this out of our lives. And we've got to get this stuff out of the way. And we need a Holy Ghost revival. And we need a spirit filled, amen, walk with God. Amen. We cannot have that. Amen. With too much stuff. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's probably some in this church, amen, in this building. I'm going to call it a church. It's church this weekend, ain't it? Amen. There's probably folks in this church, amen, right now, amen, at one time shouted and under the real anointing of God. Amen. But now they've traded off, amen, the Holy Ghost power, amen, for a worldly fashion. Amen. Oh, they've traded off a real walk with God, amen, for something that they thought they wanted. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when judgment comes, amen, you're going to find yourself, amen, wishing you'd held on to that good thing, amen, that God give you, amen. Oh, you're going to find yourself, amen, wishing that you really had the goods, amen, instead of all this stuff in your life. Amen. Oh, you may not like this. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. If you ain't like none of the preaching so far, you ain't going to like this either. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm just a pretty simple feller. Amen. Oh, but I'm smart enough to know. Amen. When God lays a heavy burden on my heart. Amen. I didn't know you'd be here tonight. Amen. I didn't know you'd be sitting in one of these seats. Amen. Oh, but God knew you'd be here. Amen. And God's telling somebody. Amen. You need to take inventory. Amen. Of all the things you've allowed to creep in. Amen. To your life. Amen. Oh, you need to look real hard. Amen. To find. Amen. Where it was. Amen. The very thing you picked up. Amen. Oh, that caused you to start looking the opposite direction. Amen. The purpose in your heart. God, I'm going to get the stuff out of my life. Amen. Oh, do you realize? Amen. I read this on the internet, so it must be true, right? Oh, my. We live in an internet-run world, right? Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. Oh, you might as well. Amen. Just loosen up a little bit. Amen. Oh, because it don't matter to me if you stand to your feet or shout amen. I'm going to preach this. Amen. Oh, because the burden's too great on my heart. Amen. Oh, but we live in a time. Amen. Oh, when the preacher can't even preach. Amen. Oh, somebody's got to check their cell phone. Amen. Seeing what's going on the world wide web. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. We better check the book a little bit. Amen. And look and see real close. Amen. Just what it is that we're really doing, church. Oh, amen, we say, amen, we want to see people saved. Amen, we want to see the Holy Ghost come in the house. Amen, we want to see them baptized. Oh, God, we want to see them, amen. Oh, nurtured up and brought up, amen, into the right way. But, my God, are we living it ourselves? Amen, are we really, amen? Oh, the church, amen. Oh, like we need to be. Oh, amen. Oh, do you realize? Amen. One of the fastest growing things in real estate, amen, is storage buildings. Amen. They built a big complex, apartment complex out the road here. You know what they built down below it? Storage building. You know why? Because even in the natural, most people got too much stuff. Amen. Amen. They know they're going to rent a little apartment back there, and they're going to have too much stuff, Martha. Amen. To fit in that little bitty apartment. Amen. So they'll, amen, sell them a little building for on a monthly payment. Amen. To put all their stuff in. Amen. You know what will happen? They'll put it in there probably. Amen. Then a few months later, they'll forget what they even put in there. Amen. You know what will happen? Amen. Oh, there'll be a little time go by. Amen. If they ain't paid their bill, amen, somebody like me or Greg's going to walk through there in an auction. Amen. We're going to buy all that stuff. Amen. You know why? Because it was stuff you didn't need. Amen. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell it to somebody else that probably don't need it. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. Oh, but I'm going to tell you spiritually. Amen. What are we doing? Amen. Oh, what is in your life tonight? Amen. Oh, do you really feel the power of God? Amen. When you rise to your feet, amen, and raise your hands toward heaven. Amen. Do you feel the real power of God? Amen. Like you did years ago. Amen. All you feel, amen, is a heavy burden of stuff in your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You realize, amen, the average American home has over 300,000 items in it. That's a lot of stuff. My wife and I don't know, over 10 years ago now, we lived in a little two-bedroom trailer up in Tyner, Kentucky. Amen. And we bought a house down here. Amen. And we hadn't lived there a long time. Amen. And I went back to U-Haul to that front door, and I loaded that thing from the front to the back of stuff that I didn't even know we had. Amen. I don't even know how it all fit in that little trailer. Amen. But now, amen. Oh, amen. That U-Haul probably wouldn't hold everything we owned. Amen. We've got 3 children now. Amen. A lot more stuff. Amen. Oh, amen. God's blessed us with a lot of stuff. Amen. Oh, but I'm telling you spiritually tonight, church. Amen. What are you dragging around? Amen. Oh, what is it? Amen. Oh, that's holding you back. Amen. And binding you. Amen. What is it? Amen. That you're holding on to. Amen. It seems so dear to you. Amen. Let me ask you this question. Amen. Compared to eternity. Amen. All the stuff you're holding on to. Amen. Does it really matter? Amen. Oh, amen. Does it matter what people's going to think? Amen. When you turn your life around, amen, go to God and give your heart to God. Amen. Is it really going to matter? Amen. What the opinion your friends are? Amen. Is it really going to matter? Amen. All the fashion that you think you must have? Amen. Is it really going to matter? Amen. Oh, amen, I believe with everything in me, amen, that Daniel was a man, amen, that didn't have all that stuff. No, no. Amen, you can read about Daniel. Amen. The Bible said he had an excellent spirit in him. Amen. Oh, I believe when people looked at Daniel, amen, they knew he was a man of God. Amen. There was men that become jealous of Daniel. Amen. And you know what they said about him? Oh, they realized they could find no fault in Daniel. Amen. Saving a fault. Amen. Oh, amen. Concerning the law of his God. Amen. That's the only way they could find anything against Daniel. Amen. So they had the king make a law. Amen. Nobody could pray to any God. Amen. For 30 days. Amen. You know what they found Daniel doing? Oh, was he counting all his stuff? Was he, amen, seeing what he had in the storage building out back? And was he worried about how many hours he was going to work that week? And was he worried, amen? Oh, glory to God, no. Amen, he went into his bedchamber. Amen, the windows being open toward Jerusalem. Amen, and glory to God, he got down and prayed. Just like he always done. Amen, it didn't matter that the world said, amen, if we catch you, Daniel, we're going to throw you into the lion's den. Amen. Oh, how many knows that they cast him in there? Amen, but Daniel still did not bow. Amen, Daniel still did not give up. Amen, Daniel kept right on hanging on. Amen, to the God that he loves. Amen, and the God that loved him. Amen, when the king came, amen, he asked, oh, Daniel, amen, is the God that you serve continually? Amen, did he deliver you, Daniel? Oh, can people say those things about us? Can they look at us and say, that God that you serve continually? Oh, it's quiet, ain't it? Amen. Are you looking in your heart right now? Amen. Oh, the Lord warned me, amen, not to hold back. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I was standing there a while ago, looking up toward the ceiling. Amen. And I said these words to God. I said, God, I can't do this. I said, God, I can't do this. Amen. God, I can't get up there and preach. Amen. Oh, amen. That was the truth. I can't do it on my own church. Amen. You know what Sister Lynetta looked at me and said? Amen. She said, when you get plugged into heaven, all you hear is heaven. Amen. I hope to God tonight. Amen. I get plugged into heaven. Amen. God, where all I hear is heaven. Amen. All I hear, amen, is heaven. Amen. Speaking in my ear. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. I looked up here at this sign. Amen. It said unity of the spirit. Amen. I looked over there. Amen. It's got a different sign. Amen. It says Monty spirits. Amen. How many knows where good is? Evil is present. Amen. But thank God. And where the Holy Ghost is. Amen. Glory to God. We can put the devil, amen, to flight. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Hey man, I thought a few years ago, Brother Chris. Hey man, I had a man approach me. Hey man, it was right around this time of year. Hey man, I was telling him all. Hey man, about this camp meeting. Hey man, I was excited. I get excited about this camp meeting. I don't know about nobody else. Hey man. Hey man. Hey man, that man looked at me. Hey man, he said, "What doctrine do you all preach out there?" Amen. He said, how can all you churches get together? Amen. Oh, amen. It hurt my heart. He really did. Amen. For him to ask such a, amen, hypocritical question. Amen. This man pastors a church. Amen. I'll preach for years. Amen. He made a statement like that. I said, you know what we do? Amen. We look to the Holy Ghost. Amen. We, amen. I'll fully rely on God. Amen. It ain't about doctrinal issues out here. Amen. Glory to God. It's about somebody's soul. Amen. It's about somebody, amen, getting a hold of the Lord. Amen. It's about us putting our trust in God. Amen. Oh, what doctrine are you preaching out there? Oh, but I'm going to tell you in that man's statement. Amen. Oh, he said a whole lot more than just that. Amen. That man today, amen, allows things to go on. Amen, that he one time did not. Amen, come on. Amen, you know what's happened? Amen. He's allowed some stuff to creep in. Amen. You know what's going to happen? That very stuff, amen, is going to destroy him and his family and his congregation. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I don't want too much stuff in my life. Amen. I want to be able to hear the voice of God. Amen. I want to be able to know. Amen. Glory to God. When God says move, I don't want stuff in my way. Amen. It's tripping me up. Amen. Oh, when God says go, I want to be able, amen, to go. Amen. With a clear path. Amen. And a clear conscience. Well, I better sit down, Chris. Amen. Oh, how much stuff you got in your life? Huh? Oh, hey, some of you sitting here right now, oh, probably thinking, man, I wish you hadn't got up there. You know why? Because you got too much stuff in your life. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. We live in a time, amen, when the world says, amen, you got to have this and you got to have that. Amen. I'm real hesitant, amen, on the things that I, amen, allow. I am. Amen. Them little crazy spinning things came out, amen, fidget spinners. And amen, at first I wouldn't let my boy have one. You know why? Because the world was going crazy over it. Oh, boy, I get some good looks now. That's good. I can preach now. Amen. Amen. That's all right. Amen. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. Eventually, I let him have one. Amen. But at first, amen, I just really wanted to see what all this was about. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, if the world starts doing something, amen, automatically, amen, you just say, well, let's run, amen, headlong with it. Amen. Let's just go as fast as we can with it. Amen. It looks like fun. Amen. Oh, it's going real good. Amen. And all of a sudden, you wonder why, amen, your children ain't coming to the church house. Amen. You wonder why they ain't got no desire, amen, to get up. Amen. Oh, glory to God and participate. Amen. Oh, you wonder why. Amen. All these things are taking place. Amen. We look around the church. Amen. And half the churches anymore look like the world. Amen. We wonder why. Oh, you brothers might not ask me to preach next year. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. How much stuff's in your life? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Can you feel the Lord telling you tonight? Amen. It's time to clean house. Amen. Oh, can you feel the Lord tugging at your heart? Amen. Telling you it's time to draw closer. Amen. You've been out in the world too long. Amen. Amen. I know there's some other preachers here. Amen. When they walked in, you all probably thought, boy, I hope they get up there. I'm going to tell you, if they're in the body and I'm in the body, amen, their name ain't no better than mine. Amen. And I'm serving a name, amen, above all names. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is just as real to me, amen, as it is to them. Amen. Amen. Calvin, you still got my back. Amen. He told me he had my back. Ain't it good to know people's got your back? Huh? I'm going to have to come out there and sit down with some of you folks. Amen. Amen. I realize it's easy, amen, in a big congregation like this, amen, for our minds to get scattered. Amen. For us to, amen, some of us been here all day. Amen. It's easy, amen, to get tired. Amen. It's easy, amen, to get weary. Amen. Oh, but let me ask you, amen, what is it tonight? Amen. What really is important to you folks tonight? Amen. Sitting here. Amen. Oh, amen. I'm willing to bet. Amen. Amen. That there's folks here tonight. Amen. That one time, amen, would have done been up. Amen. Amen in me. Amen. That now they're not amen in me. Amen. I'm willing to bet tonight. Amen. That there's folks here that would have been up. Amen. Oh, when the songs was being sung. Amen. But now they're not getting up. Amen. Oh, now they're not clapping their hands. Amen. Now they ain't felt the victory. Amen. It's long they don't remember. Amen. Just what it is that they've lost. Amen. But glory to God, would you look at tonight? Amen. Wonder. Amen. What is it? What stuff is it? Oh, there's too much stuff, church. Amen. Oh, amen. I heard a message that Brother John Morris preached. Amen. Amen. And he said we're living in a spiritual famine. Amen. How many believes that? How many believes we're living in a spiritual famine? A spiritual drought. Amen. Oh, Morgan told us a while ago when he was just a kid, hey man, it can't mean they didn't do what we're doing. They had church. They had the victory before they ever got here. Amen. Amen. They didn't have all that stuff in their life. Amen. Ain't it amazing how we got all these modern day conveniences? You ladies don't have to go down the creek with the washboard and wash our clothes no more. Us filthy old men out working all day. Well, I can't get y'all to participate in nothing, can I? Thank God for washing machines and dryers. Amen. Amen. If you ain't got time to cook a big, amen, full course meal, you can throw something in the microwave. Hell, all you women don't like to amen that because you want everybody to think you big cooks, ain't you? Amen. I'm going to get in trouble. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with microwave food. Amen. Oh, amen. If that's all you got time for, amen, throw it in there. Amen. I tell you one thing. Amen. I'd rather my wife throw something in the microwave. Amen. Have time to get ready to go to the house of God. Amen. And cook for 3 hours. Amen. And be tired and not able to get the kids ready. Amen. Glory to God. Where are our priorities? Amen. Oh, but half the time, if we ain't careful, amen, the dishes ain't done, I can't go to the house of God. Amen. Glory to God. I've got work tomorrow. I can't go to the house of God. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, my car ain't running just exactly like I want it to. Amen. I can't go to church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we want it all perfect. Everything just right. Amen. I know, but I've heard stories. Amen. Of them old saints of God. Amen. Walking to church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And shouting through the door. Amen. Oh, and leave the church. Amen. And shout through the cornfield going home. Amen. You know what they had? Amen. They had a real walk with God. Amen. They didn't have all this stuff. Amen. In their way and holding them back. Amen. Amen. Oh, I don't know about you. Amen. But in my walk with God, amen, I've had to clean things out along the way. Huh? We got to do a little house cleaning from time to time, right, Naaman? Amen. I thought growing up, amen, how there was an old house we lived in. Amen. I tell my children all the time, if you had to live in that house I lived in, you wouldn't complain. Amen. Amen. I can remember packing, amen, buckets of water for us to have spring water to drink. Amen. Oh, but you know what would happen to that spring over a little time? It'd fill up with debris. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, but I remember walking up in them Daniel Boone forests, amen, up into them hills, amen, and following that spring of water, amen, Gooch. Amen. You know what I found up in there where that water was coming out? You know what was there? A rock. Oh, a rock. Flowing out of that rock all the way down that hill. Amen, into a little spring that somebody had dug out. Hey, amen. Oh, but after a good rain or something, amen, a lot of sand and stuff would fill up in there. Amen. You couldn't get no good drinking water. Amen. Do you realize, amen, the water's got to flow? If something stopped it up and it couldn't flow through, it wasn't good and fresh. Oh, and we wonder why the water ain't flowing out of us like it one time did. Amen. Amen. I'm almost certain that I could go probably to Ohio and preach this message somewhere and they'd shout the house down. But you're all so worried about getting rid of stuff tonight, you can't even amen me. Amen. We heard about unity already. Amen. We cannot have unity if there's too much stuff between us. No. That man that made that statement to me, he couldn't come out here and worship freely. You know why? Amen. There's too much stuff there. Amen. I'll be done before dark, so just hold on. Amen. Amen. What kind of stuff's in your life? Amen. Amen. Oh, I was talking to Faith one time. Hey, man, there's people, amen, made statements. Hey, man, that you ain't got nothing till you get the Holy Ghost. Oh, hey, man, well, I may not ought to get into this. I don't know. Hey, man. Oh, but I've also said this. Hey, man, she says she ain't prayed through yet, but I'm going to tell you. Hey, man, she sat behind a piano and played that thing. Hey, amen, and sang, and I'm telling you, I felt the Spirit of God. Hey, man, amen, more, amen, from her. Hey, than I have from people that's claimed to be baptized. Hey, amen, for 35 years. Hey, man, you know why? Hey, because stuff has come into their life. Hey, amen, and the thing that they got baptized in. Hey, amen, 35 years ago. Hey, amen, it's no longer flowing like it one time did. Hey, amen, there's stuff in the water. Hey, amen, until they clean it out. Amen. You will not be able to stand, amen, against your enemy. Oh, we wonder why. Amen. We walk through the valley. Amen. We wonder why we feel like we can't get victory. Amen. God said, amen, you can't stand against your enemy. Amen. Until you get the accursed thing out of the camp. I'm going to tell us something, Chris. They seem to have been enjoying you a little more. Amen. Amen. Is there stuff in your life? Wonder how many people's here. Naaman, you're pretty good at that. How many people would you guess is here? Over 200, 250, we'll say. I'm not standing up here preaching this to you, telling you there's not stuff in my life that I need to move out. Amen. If that's what the devil's telling you, he's lying to you. I'd love to clear out some more space. Amen. Oh, to get some more, my God. Amen. Oh, we can sit here, amen, at ease in Zion, amen, and think we've got it all figured out, amen. Oh, but I'm going to tell you the Bible said take heed, amen, oh, when you think, amen. Oh, glory to God, take heed lest you fall. Amen, you may think, amen, you've got it all settled, amen. Oh, you may think you're, amen, walking, amen. I heard a man say one time, amen, he was backslid on God and made this statement. Amen, as far as I know, he's still backslid on God. Amen, but oh, he stood up in a church house, amen, and said never a man walked, amen, in shoe leather. Amen. Glory to God. He didn't walk any higher with God. Amen. Than him. You know what I said? I found the problem. Amen. It ain't going to matter what you've done 20 years ago. Amen. It ain't going to matter, amen, if you prophesied to somebody 20 years ago and it come to pass. It ain't going to matter if you preached a message, amen, and somebody gave their heart to God 20 years ago. It ain't going to matter. Amen, I can read in one place where it said, all those good works you done, amen, if you fall now, amen, they will not be remembered, amen. Oh, they'll not be counted as good toward you. Amen, what matters, amen, is how you're going to be in judgment, amen. Oh, amen, Bruce said that we are the tree that it talked about. Amen, how that tree falls, amen, that's how we're going to be. Amen, how are you going to fall? Amen. If the Holy Ghost came by, amen, and laid the axe to you tonight, amen. Oh, if the death angel swept through here. Oh, my God. Amen. Oh, amen. How would you fall? Amen. Oh, would there be stuff laying all scattered all over the ground? Oh, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, or are we right where we need to be? Amen. I don't want to bring up nothing sad. Amen. But over and over and over, I heard people tell how Sister Sheila, amen, laying on her deathbed, amen, would warn people, amen, to be in a hurry. Amen, Sister Sheila wasn't worried about all the things she had acquired in this world. Amen, she wasn't worried what color the walls was painted in her home. Amen, she wasn't worried about how many outfits she had hanging in her closet. Amen, she was worried about somebody's soul. Amen, I'm telling you, on your deathbed, all this stuff will not matter. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm about done. Amen. Oh, if somebody's got a song, amen, maybe they come, amen, and get ready to sing. Amen. Amen. Oh, I told the Lord, amen, I can't do it. Amen. Oh, I can't. I can't. I can't look at you tonight, amen, and pinpoint the very problem in your life. Amen. But I can read in the Bible, amen, where iniquity and sin has separated us from our God. Amen. We wonder why. Amen. And I ain't saying, amen, I ain't felt the Lord around here. I felt Him, amen. It's been good. Amen. But has anybody else felt us get to that spot? Anybody else felt us get to that, just right there? Service after service. It ain't just here, it's in every church you go to almost. The Spirit will get right there. Oh, just wanting to go over and bless. Oh, but there's too much stuff. Too much stuff. Amen. Amen. You know what you can do with that stuff? Right there. Brother J.B. done a wonderful job. That's a beautiful altar. Amen. J.R. got up last night and it was even more beautiful. Big puddle of tears laying there, J.B. Oh, amen. That altar was even more beautiful to me. Amen. Look down and see him and his son praying there. Oh, that's even more beautiful. Amen. Oh, you can worry about everything you think you need in life, church. What is it, amen, that you walked away from God for? What is it that you've traded your worship in for? Amen, we sang that song, oh, we're tired. Tired of the same old formality, tired of all that, amen, tired, amen, of man-made, amen, religion, tired, amen, of all that, amen. How tired are we? Oh, this is serious, church. Amen, you can take your mind somewhere else and try to brush this off all you want to. I'm going to go home tonight and sleep good. Amen. You know why? Because I laid my burden down here, amen, before God tonight. Amen, and I've turned it over to you. Amen. I place what God give me. I give it to you now. Amen. I don't know what kind of ground it was in. I don't know how it was sold tonight. Amen. But I can tell you it came from a heart of love and from a God that loves you. Amen. And now it is up to you. Amen. Oh, to take heed. Amen. Oh, and search your heart. Amen. Diligently. Amen. With everything in you. Amen. And find what it is. What is it? Amen. I love to run and shout and jump. Amen. I love all that name, and I do. Amen. When the Lord's in it, amen. Amen. Bruce has got a saying, amen. He says everything, it's got a little bunny hop, amen, ain't real. Amen. It ain't, amen. I've seen them hop around and go out, amen, and by 2 days later they're in the bar room drinking somewhere. Amen. That ain't a real shout. I don't care who you say. Amen. Oh, what you say you've got, amen. Oh, you get a hold of this just right, amen, and you'll not desire those things. Amen. Oh, you get a hold of it right, amen, and a lot of that stuff won't matter no more. Amen. I'm going to preach a little bit. Amen. Oh, this altar's open. Amen. You feel like praying. Amen. Come and pray. Amen. Oh, Brother George, I don't know if he's here right now. Amen. But he used to tell about being a drunk and having a bottle of whiskey under his seat. Amen. He'd go out during work and drink. Amen. Oh, you know what? George, don't worry about those things no more. No. Amen. George got rid of that stuff. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And got a real walk with God. Amen. And now he comes to the house of God. Amen. And reads the Bible almost every service. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, that stuff don't matter no more. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, the Holy Ghost is talking to your heart tonight. Amen. Oh, amen, you can tell yourself you're all right all you want to, amen. Oh, but the Holy Ghost spotlight and searchlight, amen, is searching the house tonight, amen. Oh, Sister Madeline tells how that one time all her children was in and praying. Amen, and doing good. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Wouldn't you love to see that again, Sister Madeline? Amen. Oh, I believe she's left a good path for her children. I believe she's lived a good life. Amen. Oh, she's a good mother in the Lord. Amen. But her children must make the choice. Amen. To give their heart to God. Oh. All those prayers she prayed. Oh, no doubt her children heard her praying. Amen. In the wee hours of the morning. Amen. No doubt naming their very names. Amen. And she probably still does. Amen. Oh, wouldn't you love to get the stuff out of your life tonight? Amen. And draw close to God. Amen. Oh, come and pray. Come and pray. Come and pray. Amen. Oh, I believe. Amen. Oh, that mercy's door is soon closing. I believe. Amen. The time is running out. I believe. Amen. With everything in me. Amen. God is trying to prepare His people. Amen. But you must make the choice tonight. Oh, the water's still flowing from the hill. Oh, the water's still flowing. Oh, but you've got to get the stuff out of the way. Amen. So it can flow into your soul. Amen. Oh, come and pray. Come and pray. Come and pray. I beg you tonight, come and pray. Oh, I beg you from the depths of my soul. Amen. To come and pray. Amen. Find you somewhere to cry out to God. Amen. Oh, get the stuff out of your life. Amen. And plead with God. Amen. To save your soul. Amen. Oh, sing that song, amen. Sing that song. Oh, God, help them, Lord.
Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just searching.